Hello, and welcome to A New Inspirational Moment with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would do something different. I woke up, and I think what I'm going to do is take you along how I start my day. One of the things that I've enjoyed about speaking with you is the fact that it feels almost like I've created my own therapy for dealing with some of the pain. So I thought I would take you along my process for how I start my day by walking through pain with me for a while. When I woke up, it felt like somebody had a vice grip around my right eye. And all I could do was just hold it. And then I had to figure out why it had occurred. And somewhere along the line, I guess the heater had went off or something. And I woke up and my room was clearly under 70 degrees. And that was part of the trigger. And apparently the other part was that I had rolled a little too far onto the right side. I normally try to sleep on the left side, or in a way that I kind of like cocoon my eye so that it's no pressure on it. So I spent the first probably 20 minutes just holding a soft, fluffy blanket to the side of my face and trying to figure out my next move. And the first thing I did was realize that it was just a part of my day. It wasn't all of my day, and that I would get through it, and that talking myself through that was very helpful. So as I held my eye and I was wiping away the tears, I realized that I had a choice to make about how I was going to let this frame my day. And since each day I try to put three positive things out into the world, I knew that I needed to come up with something positive. So one of the first gifts that I was given years ago was a Facebook page. And it was started by a adopted daughter of mine. And it's just been great to see it. To see it bloom and to build relationships with people like myself, who just want to love God and find the best way to get through our day. So because of the pain, I didn't come up with three ideas, but I did come up with one idea. And realistically, that's all I need to do for right now. So, I thought I would just share the idea with you, and then it's one I'll probably share with my group later on in the week. And what it did was it kind of helped me reframe what I was going through, and I'm just calling it, I guess I need a title for it, don't I? Well, the biggest thing is that it's just a way for me to be positive and to frame my world for what it is, and to understand that it may be a hard moment, but it's a moment I will get through, and a moment that cannot define my life. It just defines the issue, but it doesn't make me less of who I am, or it's not going to tear me apart. I'm not going to let the pain tear me apart. So what my thought is wipe off the dust and move on. That's my thought. So I'm going to speak my thought to you, and I hope you enjoy it too. Each day we receive a choice for how we want to begin our day. We can start fresh with a smile and joy in our heart and be open to the beauty and the blessings of that new day. Or we can bring into our world the trouble, pain, and negativity from the previous day and from the problems that we face. Each day it's up to us. Personally, I choose to just meet my new day with positivity and great expectations for the blessings that it holds. I decide that even in pain, I will do my best to enjoy every minute of my day, because every minute of each day is a blessing, even when it has pain or problems. Excuse me, even when it has pain or problems in it. My pain is a small moment of time. Even if it lasts most of my day, it's still just a small moment in time, because I've lived many great moments in my life. And I will deal with this the way I deal with it, the best way that I can, by praying, seeking God's guidance and assistance. And, you know, one of the things that I hear a lot in my mind is that you have not because you ask not. And so sometimes I just put my hands up and I close my eyes and I just pray. And I trust that I'll be okay and that I'll make it through the pain and that the next moment will be better. So I am trusting that I will be fine today. Excuse me. I am trusting that I will be fine today. I'm wiping off my feet. I'm wiping off the dust of this pain, and I'm going to march through my day. I'm going to identify three positive things for my group for today, and I am going to beat the pain. And so whatever you're going through, I hope you can take some strength from the words that I've shared with you, and you can meet it with God's help. Pray about it, trust you'll be fine, and move through your day. Sending you my peace, my love, and my wishes for a beautiful day. You deserve great things. Have a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed, restful evening. Until we speak again, goodbye.